Paul Edelman remembers being 4 or 5 years old and hearing Bob Dylan on the family stereo.
I'm sitting on the couch by myself and "It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding" is on in that song lyrically. Darkness at the break of noon, the shadows, even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. To understand, you know too soon, there is no sense in trying. And it goes on like that, and I was like a little scared even. It's just codified my like fascination and passion for music.
It's a Monday afternoon, some 5 decades later, and Edelman is sitting inside a recording studio just off the main highway going into Marshall. He did some construction work here to offset recording costs of his last 2 records, the newest, titled Telecoaster. Edelman is wearing a flannel shirt and drinking from a can of Miller High Life. He fits right into the decor. Stacks of dusty tube amps and snare drums, analog recording equipment, and an old machine that will cut individual vinyl records in mono. It isn't hard connecting the dots from Edelman's beginnings in music to his songwriting across 5 albums to laying down tracks in this throwback of a studio. There are obvious nods to Dylan, Springsteen, Billy Joel, even Elton John atop an underbelly of Americana.
I've always had a sense of passion and earnestness about whether I was failing or succeeding and a drive to get better at it. If you have a passion for what you're doing, then you process failure like that. You process when you're not doing it correctly and you get better. I'll go home and pick it apart and figure out why.
Edelman grew up on Long Island, New York and cut his first paths in music in Philadelphia.
I would write songs and bring them to my friends in the dorms and they'd be like, laugh at me and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, well, back to the drawing board.
He played in bands that focused on their own music, but Edelman said money was so tight that he couldn't afford his own share of the rehearsal space. He tried forming bands around the country folk music he was writing, but musicians wouldn't stick around long enough to grow together. Edelman began referring to these musicians as Jangling Sparrows, the name he adopted for his own musical output, whether as a solo act, duo, trio, or more. Tell me how can I convey? Edelman had passed through Asheville while touring alone and moved here for good in 2008. He hoped to trade the depression he felt in Philadelphia for Asheville's relatively lower cost of living and the affinity for music such as his.
It was a little bit impetuous. It was just ripping the scab off, just being able to focus without all that negative environment. With silent screams, you get your voice projected. It really seems to feel like you're connected. All but true courageous voices can never be protected, as well you know.
As a lyricist, Edelman's verse is rife with metaphor and turns of phrase. He said he struggled for years composing music that he felt complemented the storytelling.
I was too separate in my approach to the music and my approach to the story. The music needs to carry the story. The music needs to be that bridge that makes the story flow and make sense. Otherwise, you don't need the music.
That, in part, explains why it's difficult to pin Edelman into a specific musical genre, something he allows has likely stunted a larger awareness with audiences.
I know that there's an audience out there for what I do that won't get confused by the styles, that appreciates that. I know that's out there, and I know that it's a big enough audience to make a living at this and do this indefinitely.
Edelman said he has already mapped out his next 3 albums, one of them country, one he describes as moody folk, and one straight-ahead rock. I'm Matt Piken, BPR News.